KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Organizers of a recall attempt against Montezuma Cortez School District board member Lance McDaniel have submitted their petition. Montezuma County Clerk Kim Purcell declined to say whether the required number of signatures has been reached, since her office must take 15 business days to verify them. If more than about 1,200 signatures are accepted, the recall will enter a formal protest period before moving on to an election. McDaniel tells KSJD he is still considering whether he would protest. Grounds for the recall allege McDaniel's activity on social media, which includes personal opinions and support for progressive causes, is inappropriate for district children. The petition began circulating in July. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says thousands of Coloradans recently got a flyer from the U.S. Postal Service containing inaccurate information about the November election. She says it falsely claims residents must request their mail-in ballots, but the state automatically sends them to all registered voters. Griswold also says the mailer could lead some voters to think they can only mail back their ballots, but the state encourages other options after October 26.
After that date, Coloradans need to return their mail ballots to one of the hundreds of drop boxes we have across the state or an in-person voting location.
Griswold sued the Postal Service over the weekend to stop delivery of the mailers. A judge agreed they could confuse voters and ordered a temporary halt to the mailings. But the Postal Service says it already delivered 75% of the mailers scheduled to go out in Colorado, including in parts of Montezuma County. This is KSJD News.